Welcome to The Well. This podcast focuses on applying the Bible to our everyday lives, discussing real life issues from a Christian perspective, and encouraging women to walk in faith. As Jesus followers, we have all experienced the freedom that comes with choosing to follow Him, and we want to be a part of your journey to living a life rooted in Christ. Hey friends, it's Tiffany with a little bonus episode. I want to talk about what is the gospel message. Recently, it's just been really on my heart, asking myself, do I know? Do others know? Are others sharing it? As Christians, this is the number one thing we should be doing. God tells us to go into all the world and share the good news. But really and honestly, do you know what that means? Do you know how to share that? And are you sharing it? So as I kind of did some research for this, I'm going to make this very, very quick because I want you to get the basics. And then I want you to take this and go further in your own time with the Lord. Get in your Bible. Start pulling it apart. You'll be surprised. Most likely you'll find online either a 45-minute to 2-hour session on it or the watered down skewed version, which is not good. Don't do that one. No one likes watered down anything. That's like lukewarm coffee. Who likes that? But what I came up with after talking with Maggie and my husband, praying about it, reading on it, it is the good news that God became man in Jesus Christ. He lived the life we should have lived and died the death we should have died because of our sin. Jesus took our place on that cross and died for us while we were still sinners. After 3 days and 3 nights, he rose from the dead and defeated death. Because of this, we can now have forgiveness of our sins and eternal life, not separated from God, to all who, by faith, repent of their sins and receive Jesus Christ as both their Lord and Savior. Romans 10, 9 through 10, this is the ESV version. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Y'all, this is the greatest news ever told. There's some big takeaways here. One, Jesus defeated death. He defeated death. Wow. Not only that, he went on the cross for you and for me. No matter how filthy you are, no matter how far gone you are, it doesn't matter to him. He died on that cross for you. He died for those who put him on the cross. That's amazing. Jesus is God, by the way. He came down. God came down to us in Jesus and died for us so that we could have the opportunity to be washed clean, to be born again, to follow him, to pick up our cross and follow him. And this right here is the best news you can tell yourself, you can share with others, because it keeps us from eternally being separated from God. Hell is a real place. It does exist. And I don't know about you, but I really love my friends and family, and I don't want them to go there. See, God's never going to force people to live with him for eternity. That's not how he works. He wants you to choose him. He's not going to force himself on you. And so through this message, the gospel message, you need to take this, practice it, say it out loud, talk with each other, but ultimately know this, the Spirit will lead the conversation. You call on that. If you're getting ready to talk to someone, say a silent prayer, ask that their hearts be softened and their ears be opened, and share the best news in the whole world with them. I mean, if you had the cure for cancer, would you keep it to yourself? No. I hope not. And if so, you need to go, no, I'm just kidding. But tell as many people as you can about this. So what if they feel offended by you? So what if they don't believe you? So what? Is it really worth their eternal salvation for you not to share it because you might be mocked or dismissed? No. All right, so take this. Read up on it. Meditate on God's word. Bury that in your heart. Oh, be unashamed Jesus followers and get out there and start spreading the good news. By the way, that's what gospel means. Okay, that's the last bit. All right, y'all. Talk to you later. Bye. Yep, it's me again. Sorry. Not sorry. I realized after I got done recording that someone may have heard that message for the first time. Or maybe you heard that message and you thought, I'm not real sure I'm going to heaven. Well, I want to say a prayer. And if that's you and you want to say this prayer with me, please do. You can bow your head. You can get on your knees. You can stand and lift your hands to the sky, friend. Just join me in saying this prayer. Jesus, I believe you. I believe you died on a cross. I believe you rose again. I believe you're Lord of Lords. Please, Father, forgive me of my sins. Wash me clean. Please come into my heart, Father. I choose you. I want to follow you. And I believe in you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Ooh, friend, if you just said that prayer with me, I hope you celebrate and I hope you reach out to us. Don't do this by yourself. Let us know if you just prayed that prayer. We would love to celebrate with you. We'd love to get resources in your hand, whatever the case may be. And know this, hear this. You will never lose your salvation. Never. He now dwells in your heart forever. And he wants to be in relationship with you. So get into the Bible, God's word. Reach out to fellow Christians. Get a community to come in and around you. Find a church that teaches the word of God. Get plugged in. All right, that's it. Bye now.
Here at Truth Rising, we believe in the power of prayer. And today, we want to pray a blessing over you and your family. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.